This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, welcome in, San Diego. Happy Wednesday to you. 2:01 is the time. Getting underway in a full four-hour get-together. Chris Ello and Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studios today. Tony Gwynn Jr., of course. We'll be traveling back to San Diego with the Padres following today's game in Milwaukee. A 1-0 loss to the Brewers. Let's get right to it, Scraby. I am ecstatic that the Padres lost this game today.
Okay.
Because had they won this game today, I have a feeling we would have spent the next 4 hours trying to talk everybody down from buying World Series tickets. I know that taking 2 out of 3 over the Cubs was one thing. Taking 2 out of 3 in L.A. over the Dodgers was something altogether more incredible. And had they completed a 3-game sweep of the first-place Brewers on top of all of that, I think we would have began to run away with ourselves here. It would have been out of control. And, you know, let's just say this. A tough, hard-fought, 1-0 loss will at least keep everybody from overreacting. I guess that's the only thing I can say that's good about today. It was a very tough day for Michael King, who pitches probably the best game of his career and still has a loss to show for it. And you know, look, the 4-game win streak will have to wait. I was thinking that April 17th, they would get their first 4-game win streak this year. Last year, it took them till September 17th.
I know.
We would have been 5 months ahead of schedule.
I keep checking off the things that didn't happen last year.
Yes,
and now they're
that have already happened
this year.
But
well,
that one,
can't check it off yet.
Yeah, 1-run loss, no hitting with runners in scoring position. Unfortunately, this looked a little familiar to some of the defeats that happened last year. It's always tough on a day when the other team goes bullpen day too, and you know you're not facing one of their aces, and you're feeling like, you know, we're going to be able to put something together today. And it just doesn't happen. Bryce Wilson got off to a good start. Hudson, Peguero, Uribe, Payamps. Who are these guys? They shut down the Friars today on 5 hits. And the Padres shut themselves down, frankly. I mean, they had the leadoff triple. They had what they wanted from Batten to lead off the 8th inning. And I think that was the ball game right there. You don't get that run in the top of the 8th inning.
Yeah.
The momentum swings back to Milwaukee, or whatever momentum there was in that game. There wasn't a whole lot of it. And look, Michael King makes a good pitch on the outside corner and with 2 strikes. And Bryce Terang, whoever he is, you know who he is? He's the major league's leader in stolen bases. That's who he is. He's the last guy you want to let get on base there. And he pokes it into left field, dunks it in there for a hit. And, you know, I don't blame anybody for anything. I mean, the guy's a good base stealer, but I don't think they really did a good job of keeping him close there. One throw over, and by the 2-2 count, Terang had basically a running start. Even if Higashioka handles that curveball in the dirt, he has no chance to throw him out. And then you know, you want to be critical of Mike Shildt? I mean, that's what second-guessing is for. But I'm not going to be critical of a guy bringing in Wandy Peralta and turning around the hitter, Bryce Perkins, or Blake Perkins, rather. Bryce Terang was on base. I got to learn my no-name Brewer players. They have a lot of them. Blake Perkins comes up, bats right-handed. Nobody had had a hit against Wandy Peralta batting right-handed this year. Not yet.
Yeah.
Was it 0 for 22?
I think it was 0 for, yeah, Sam said it before he left, but it was in the 20s.
So don't tell me that was, you're going to second guess a move by a manager who brings in Wandy Peralta, makes the batter, a switch hitter, turn around and bat in a situation where opponents are 0 for 22. That's perfect managing. So don't tell me after the guy bounces a nine hopper through the left side and that makes a difference in the game that this is on Mike Shildt.
There's
a lot of things that irk me in the world, Scraby. I'll give you one thing that irks me right here. Just coming to work today.
Uh-oh. I knew Chris
and
was
you're
angry
gonna,
at me.
You're going to agree with this one. You're going to be on my side.
Oh, you're not angry with me. I feel like there's some anger towards me.
I have no anger to anybody today.
I've been poking you today over text messages.
Oh, no. I have no anger to anybody today until I pull up to the parking lot.
Okay.
And I don't know if you noticed, but along the side of the building here where we park,
yeah,
there are six reserved parking spots.
I know these spots well.
Six spots that are reserved. No one can park there. Only, evidently, certain high-ranking officials that work in this building.
I have a feeling they pay for that spot along with the
rent. Guess what? They never park in those spots. They're always open. So when you pull up to the lot to park and get ready for work, you turn the corner and like, ah, great, there's six or seven spots. No. Every single one of those are the reserved parking spots.
Been there many times.
I got an idea. If you're going to pay extra money to reserve a parking spot, how about using it once in a while?
I can't argue with that.
I wouldn't mind if there was a car in the reserved parking space.
I see them sometimes when I get here. Maybe they leave around noon or something like that.
Once in a blue moon, somebody's actually parked in there, but it just ticks you off.
You know, it ticks me off.
You really want to pull in there and just forget it.
Oh, yeah. I have many times. What really ticks me off, though, is that there were a lot of backer-inners in our parking lot.
There's a lot of what?
Backer-inners to the, parking spot.
That's an old complaint.
I had to wait at least 15 seconds today for someone to back into
and those 15 seconds add up over the course of a lifetime.
It does. I never get that time back. A criticism of Mike Shildt, and it's not about putting Wandy Peralta in there. I don't mind that. I think with where Michael King was at in the game, he was high in pitch count. He had already done what he needed to do. Why go with him in the eighth? I know he got the two outs, but in a 0-0 game, don't you think the win is more important than his career outing?
Saw no reason to take him out of that game. He's throwing absolute darts. Every pitch is working. He walked two batters all the way back in, I think, the second inning.
Yeah.
Throwing nothing but strikes. The only batter that got on base against him after the second inning was a check swing, basically, single by Willy Adames that broke up the no-hit bid in the bottom of the seventh.
Yeah.
If you want your guys to be gamers, if you want your guys to bear down and get you wins and get you innings, you have to show confidence in them. Yesterday, Dylan Cease waved off the dugout.
He did, you're right.
And said, don't take me out. And Mike Shildt said, you know what? I won't.
Yep.
And Dylan Cease got through that inning. Padres went on to win the ball game.
That was one out, though.
I'm just saying, but he got the first out in the bottom of the eighth inning.
I think he got both outs, right?
No, he got the first out, and then Terang, like I said, reached out and blooped one. He didn't even hit the ball hard. And then he struck out the next batter, Churio, so he had plenty left. I like pitchers who can go deep into a game, and if you want your guys to believe that you believe in them, I don't think you take them out of the game when they got a one-hit shutout through seven innings. So I'm not going to be – it's so easy to sit here and say, Mike Shildt should have done this. Mike Shildt should have done that. Well, guess what? Kyle Higashioka should have got a hit in the eighth inning or a fly ball. Xander Bogart shouldn't have let a 2-0 fastball go that was right down the middle.
We have to talk about him at some point.
You know, I know he's struggling right now. To me, that's how you get out of it. You got to count. They groove a fastball. A simple fly ball will get the run in and probably win you the ball game. That's Juan Soto taking that pitch and trying to draw a walk. That bothered me. You know, Fernando almost got the infield single.
He did.
Guy made a nice play to throw him out. But, you know, that's where the ball game was won and lost, if you ask me. In the top of the eighth inning with batting at third and nobody out, you got to get that run in. They didn't get it in, and it cost them. But
if you're going to sit here and say, well, Mike Schilt cost him the game because either A, he shouldn't have left Michael King in to give up what? A blue pit to left field? Or B, he shouldn't have brought in Wandy Peralta to what? Face a guy that should have been in a, was in an 0-for-22 situation. That's ridiculous.
I'm not.
And that's, I'm not mad at you. Okay. I'm mad at all of the people that sit here after a game is over and say, you shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have done that. It's getting old. It gets old. If the manager makes a real dumb play, I'll let you know. But I don't think anything was ill-advised that Mike Schilt did today.
And I'm not going to be taking this with me into, like, tomorrow. This is just it's just a tough game to lose, and there are going to be
plenty
of these.
They're all tough to lose. I don't know that any of them are easy to lose.
I hate losing a good start, and that's going to happen throughout the season, and
yeah,
it did today.
Well, it's going to happen. I mean, you're going to get shut out from time to time. At least you're not the White Sox.
Yeah, yeah.
They've been shut out 6 times already this year. We're not even halfway through April. Padres are 11-10. They have an incredibly productive road trip. You know, when you look at the big picture, you win the series in L.A., you win the series in Milwaukee.
Huge.
You went on the road to face 2 first-place teams, and you knocked them both off. Got no problems with that. Would it have been nice to sweep? Yes. Did they have their chance to sweep? Absolutely. It didn't happen. Like I said, it brings everybody back to reality, at least for the next 48 hours. Because I guarantee if they would have won this game today, you people would be talking World Series right now, and I'd be trying to calm you down.
You know I would be very excited about this.
Of course you would.
I would be very, very excited.
Of course you would. So, you know what? Look, it didn't happen. They're all tough to lose. I don't like losing 7-2. I don't like losing 1-0. I don't like, you know, but what I don't like about losing 1-0 is when I have chances like I had in the 8th inning and I don't convert. And, you know, they only have themselves to blame for this. Not Mike Schilt, not Michael King, not Wandy Peralta. They had their chance. They didn't get it done. And, you know, they have to settle for 2 out of 3. So now you get home, you get the day off, and you'll see the Blue Jays over the weekend. The Blue Jays, by the way, I believe have won 4 or 5 in a row and are winning their game today over the Yankees in the late innings. We'll keep you up to date with all the baseball. There's a lot of day baseball today. The Dodgers are losing, so there's nothing wrong with that as they are hosting Washington and trailing 2-0. 2-0, see? Even the Dodgers can come up empty from time to time. The Dodgers have not scored a run today against not exactly the vaunted Washington Nationals, but 2-0 is the score there, and they're actually going to the 9th inning, so potentially the Padres won't lose any ground. If you want to be upset about anything today, I wouldn't say it like that. I don't think you have a right to be upset about this. But if you're upset about something, it's Yu Darvish going on the injured list, you know, right here, and the potential of Jake Cronenworth joining him. That is cause for concern.
I'm not so worried about Jake after what I heard.
Yeah, well, I am, because okay. It's been a couple of games. Let's see how he, you know, gets the day off tomorrow. Let's see if he's in there on Friday night. And if so, then we can set it aside.
I think it's good that they haven't put him on the IL yet.
Well, you know what? The Brewers didn't put Christian Yelich on the IL for about 6 days.
Is that
and
right?
And then they decided, you know what? Maybe we should put him on the IL.
Retroactive, so he's like on it for 4 days or
they
whatever?
They retroactive it, but my point is they're trying everything they can to see if Jay can get ready, but let's just hope he can get ready. But Darvish, you know, this kind of comes out of nowhere, comes out of left field, didn't really expect this. He's pitching well. He doesn't have a win to show for it yet, but he's pitched really well. And
uh-oh.
I know what you're going to say.
I don't want to say
so
it.
So I'll say it for you. Neck strain, at least say he pulled a muscle or something. It sounds
like...
It's not
even strains, Chris. It's stiffness.
I know. It sounds like all he needs is a masseuse to rub his neck.
Thank you.
And he'd be ready to pitch.
I think
so.
Yu Darvish could get a great masseuse.
It's got to be something worse than that.
It
so give the guy a break and call it what it really must be. Because if he's just got a sore neck, come on.
That's, I would rather you overdo the injury than
underdo
it.
Is, what I'm saying is by announcing a sore neck, you almost make him look bad. You know, you're like, well, he can't pitch. Why not? He's got a sore neck. Hey, look, if I didn't have to go to work on the days that I had a sore neck, never be here.
Every day.
I would never be here.
I got back stiffness and stiffness.
You got
every
stiffness
day.
And stiffness all the way.
I have a real quick
totally,
chat.
I totally agree with you.
Richie Rich says, love your message, Chris. Well said. And then Ron says, you have three catchers, one hits left-handed, and you leave Higashioka a lifetime 209 hitter with runner on third base. That's bad.
They don't have the third catcher right now.
Brett Sullivan's not with the
Sullivan
team anymore.
Brett Sullivan got sent down for Matthew Batten.
So there's two. And you're not going to blow up the entire season rotation for
Here's the thing with Higashioka. First of all, he had a double in the ball game.
Yeah, he's not bad.
Secondly, there's nobody out there. So it wasn't like a last-ditch chance. Thirdly, what left-handed batter did you have on the bench? I don't know that they had a left-handed batter on the bench. Wade was in the starting lineup at third base. Cronenworth's not available.
Yeah.
So the guys on the bench were Campusano, Zokar, and Rosario. They're all hit right-handed. So there was nobody there to pinch hit for Higashioka.
Does Brett Sullivan hit left-handed?
He does, but he's not on the roster right now.
No, that's where I think they're coming up with the left-handed.
Well,
argument is flawed because one of the players is not on the team right now.
It's quite flawed because Mike Schilt didn't have that as an option.
He did not.
There were no left-handed bats on his bench today. So, look, it's been a really, really, you know, satisfying first 3 weeks of the season, all in all. 11-10, 6-4 on the road, three straight series wins. You're scoring runs by and large. Weren't they leading the major leagues in runs scored into today?
Yeah, they're scoring
so,
a ton of runs.
You know, look, they're doing fine. The pitching is getting good. The bullpen is starting to come together. You know, I'm a little concerned about Cronenworth. I'm concerned about Darvish. But all in all, I feel pretty good. And I think a loss just tempers the enthusiasm a little bit today. We will roll along until 6 o'clock. See a couple of phone calls there. I'm going to get to you guys because we didn't really plan a lot for the show today. So that means if you're online, stay there. We'll hear what you've got to say. I'm curious if the first 3 weeks of this season, 3.5, whatever it is. If the first 3 weeks of this season has changed anybody's opinion about what this season is going to be, do you have higher expectations? Are they playing about the way you thought they would? Do you have any concerns despite the fact they're off to a pretty good start? I'm curious what the first 3 weeks has done in terms of how you think now, as opposed to how you thought before the season started. Anything different in your mind after what you've seen so far? Many of you thought this was going to be a terrible season because they slashed payroll. Some of you thought, you know, they'd never get out of their own way. Many of you thought A.J. Preller is the worst general manager on baseball's planet. You know, so what are you thinking now? I'm curious. Let us know at 833-288-0973. We'll keep you up to date with everything else going on in the sports world. A very happy Wednesday to you. 1-0 Milwaukee, though, quiets everybody's enthusiasm a little bit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, I'll try to slip a little good news in. Dodgers are one out away from defeat. They, like the Padres, getting shut out today. Washington Nationals shutting down the Blue Crew 2-0.
That would be 2 of 3, right?
Two outs in the bottom of the ninth. Yeah, the Nationals could take that series. You know what? It's so crazy, baseball.
It is.
Joaquin Andujar was the famous pitcher for the St. Louis Cardinals at the time. He played for Whitey Herzog, the great manager who passed away yesterday. Joaquin Andujar was the guy that was asked to describe baseball in one word.
And he said, you never know. And I've always felt that's very funny. I don't think he felt like he was being funny. It was just very accurate.
It is.
It's very accurate.
Things are very strange.
I mean, if
sport.
We said Michael King's going to pitch a no-hitter till the seventh inning today, give up two singles, retire, what, 18 or 19 in a row at one point.
And lose. Say,
and he's facing a bullpen day on the other side. You'd say the Padres, the best scoring team in baseball, are going to win this game easily. They didn't win it.
They didn't.
So what are you going to do? 1-0 Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
With a day off coming tomorrow. Chris and Scraby here today. Tony Gwynn Jr., of course, on the flight home, which I think will be a, all-in-all happy flight. Manny extended a hitting streak to 11 games in a row. You know, I want to thank Manny for that.
You want to thank him for that?
I do. I want to personally thank him for that.
Okay, all right.
By the way, Manny and I are old friends. I don't know if you knew this.
Manny Machado?
Manny Machado and I are old friends. And I didn't know how good of friends we were until my cousin, Michael, his wife, Whitney.
Okay.
On her Facebook post 5 years ago, one of those, go back to remembering some post from 5 years. You know how those bring, they come up,
memories.
Your memories?
Yes.
Dodgers lose 2-0. It's a final, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there's an interview on there of me interviewing Manny Machado.
When?
After a Padre game when I was doing post-game.
Oh, very nice.
I used to be Sammy Leavitt, down there hustling after games.
Yeah, you did.
And Manny and I were, chatting it up. After a Padre victory. I didn't even remember doing that interview with Manny Machado. you and I barely ever get to talk to him,
Yeah, but,
he's got 11 games
nervous.
In a row. But what I wanted to thank him for is that it was a week ago that I told everybody to calm down in terms of being concerned about Manny Machado's slow start. I said the guy's been in baseball for 11 years, and he's basically hit 30 home runs and driven in 90 or 100 every year. So what are you wasting your time being concerned? And on cue, I think he homered in two of the next three games. And now he's got the 11-game hit streak.
On the Scraby Show tonight.
He's looking good.
I'm trying to do a new segment. So if anybody out there has this in mind, but I want to debunk myself or I want to look into things to see if it's true. So I was trying to look into Manny's clutch stats and see if he was not a clutch hitter because I got a request for this. But really all I found, Chris, was how consistent he is. And it doesn't matter where he is in the lineup. It doesn't matter where he is in the season. It doesn't matter any of that. He's just going to do his thing each and every time. And it's just consistency. Real quick, I have a shout-out I need to give to one of our longtime listeners. Juan said, Scraby, will you give my buddy Junior Castro a shout-out? He's a longtime listener, and he's on his route right now. So shout-out, Junior. Thank you.
From Juan.
Thank you for listening.
Juan hitting up Junior. Thanks for listening, Junior. Appreciate it. Take your time, relax, enjoy your route today. We'll get you there. Before I get to the calls, one more thing. Because I know I'm going to hear about it.
Uh-oh.
I know I'm going to hear about it at some point because we're taking phone calls today. And I just want to take a second to look him up before I make my point.
Is this a leadoff hitter argument?
It is. Xander Bogaerts is hitting 200. He can't hit the broadside of a barn right now. He's got two doubles, one home run. He's swinging it like Punch and Judy, middle infielder from the 60s. And he's not much of a threat. And he's not getting on base all that much. He's walked eight times and turned in the 0-for today. Okay, I get it. But once again, 285, 307, 295, 300, 309, 288, 273, 294, 320. Those are his batting averages the last 9 years. Did you hear anything that wasn't pretty much up to snuff?
What was his last year?
285.
He finished with 285 last year?
Yeah, 307, 295, 300, 309, 288, 273, 294, 320. Now, the only year that he didn't do much in the RBI department was last year when he had 58. Because every other year, over 75, 80,
He had a 117. He had a 103. My point is Xander Bogaerts is a proven everyday major league, big league hitter. He stinks right now. Probably be the first to tell you. But please do not. I mean, we're going to take calls. We're going to give everybody their chance to, you know, chime in today. I mean, Sammy, I come in today. Sammy says he's got people calling saying, move Xander to the number nine spot, trade him, DFA him.
I don't know if anybody's going to take that contract.
Yeah, I think he's got a pretty big contract. Anyway,
the thing is,
my point is, I'm going to agree with you if you say he's struggling right now. I'm not going to agree with you if you say it's time to give up on Xander Bogaerts, because that is ludicrous and a waste of my time.
Here's one comment from Frank the Tank, but they spelled the wrong.
You mean they got Frank and Tank correct?
P-H-R-A-N-K-T-E-H, Tank.
Okay.
We need to get rid of Bogaerts. He isn't good enough on defense to play short. He can't hit. He isn't fast. He has no power. He sucks.
All right. He also stole 19 bases last year, which isn't too bad, and hit 19 home runs. He was one tick away last year from being a 2020 guy with a 285 batting average, and you thought he was terrible.
This is where I can understand why some fans feel that way, because I am someone who does overreact to things, but I'm trying to be more patient, and I gotta give him more time.
If it was, you know, for example, Jackson Merrill, that was hitting 211 and had hardly any extra base hits, I might say, hey, you know, I gotta question whether this guy can do the job. I don't have to question whether Xander Bogaerts can do the job. I know he can.
He has a resume behind him.
He's got a really good one behind him.
But I think we're all afraid that he's going to fall off. Not all of us are afraid.
Everybody's going to fall off at some point, but stop it. Kathy. Is that Kathy?
No, different Kathy today.
Different Kathy. Hi, different Kathy. How are you?
Hi.
What's going on?
I've never called in before.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad you called today.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
So I'm just calling. Well, first of all, I have just recently, 5 years ago, moved to San Diego.
Okay.
And have become a San Diego fan.
Good.
And I was a Giants fan. I still am.
Uh-oh.
But I
will let you get
Padres.
Away with that for now.
I love the Padres, though.
Good.
And I think everyone at the beginning of the year was just saying, I don't think they're going to do good. I don't think they're going to be. But I think in the beginning, I was totally thinking, no, they're going to do good this year. Everyone is healthy except Cronenworth right now.
Yeah.
And so I think everyone is going to kick in even more. So it's going to be a good year.
It's going to be a good year. Look, the one thing that I think that we've talked about every day but today, pretty much, for the first 3 weeks of the season, is how much we've noticed how much different / better this year's team seems to be than last year's team.
Yes.
There's just a vibe, all right? I think we all seem to see it, the way they fight back from behind, the way they kind of seem to, you know, play for one another.
Yep.
What I say the other day, it's not 25 cabs.
Yep.
25 players.
Yes.
Everybody seems like they're on the same bus.
They're carpooling together.
It seems like it.
They're going to movies together.
I don't know about the kumbaya aspect of things, but it just seems like this team fights for one another better than last year's team. And it's early, but that's the sense I'm getting.
I get that same
and
sense.
And they're winning, you know, tough, tight, one-run games. They're coming from behind to win. They're building leads and hanging on. They're winning with the starters, with the bullpen. There's things that we didn't see last year. I mean, what's their record now in one-run games this year, Scrib? Do you have it? They lost today.
They lost today, so maybe 1-1. I don't know.
Don't have it. Let me see if I have it. It'll take me a second. But, you know, last year, remember, they were 9-23. The worst record in one-run games pretty much in the history of the sport.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
This year, I have them at 3-3. And that's just as a quick glance over the first 21 games of their schedule.
Well, it's better than last year already.
3-3 already, much better. They won their lone extra inning game this year. Yes, something they did not do until September last year. And look, they had a shot at the four-game win streak. That'll have to wait. But I am going to look into my
crystal ball.
Chris Elotobal. And I see a four-game winning streak coming for this team at the latest by next week.
Oh, you think they're going to have a four-game winning streak? Oh, they're playing the Rockies.
They're playing four in Colorado next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I like their chances. All right, we got to take a break before I get back to your calls. I know you want to do calls, but we're running a little late there. Stay on the line. I'm going to do a bunch of calls today. I really want to hear from you. Your thoughts on the Padres. We got one of those days where you can star on the show, Gwynn and Chris. 2:42 is the time. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studios today. Pitching is kind of dominating baseball today. I'm looking around and just looking at some of the scores. Mariners are ahead of the Reds 2-1. The Reds have one hit in that game. Told you the Nationals shut out the Dodgers 2-0. San Francisco won today. Bob Melvin manages the Giants to the Gigantes to a victory over the dreadful Marlins 3-1.
Dreadful, yes. It's unfortunate.
Anyway, a lot of low scoring today. Baltimore won a game on a Cedric Mullins walk-off HR, 4-2 over the Twins.
There was a great game last night between the Cubs and the Diamondbacks.
That was a hell of a game. Yeah, 12-11 was it? I think it was actually two nights ago. No, was it last night?
I think it was last night.
No, you're right. Ketel Marte homered with two outs in the ninth, and it had to stand up to review. Because it was very close to hitting the top of the wall there in front of the swimming pool. Yeah, Diamondbacks won that game.
If you don't know, MLB's app does a really great job of recapping the biggest plays. If you go onto their app and you look at the scores,
yeah,
it'll say the game story.
Okay.
And you click game story and it shows you all the video highlights that
you can look at. Or you can watch Quick Pitch, which is what I watch.
That too, but I also have to pay for it.
15 years of Quick Pitch. They celebrated their anniversary the other day.
Very nice.
One of the gals who, I don't remember her name, but she was one of the hosts of Quick Pitch for a few years.
Heidi Watney?
I think it is Heidi Watney. She was at a Padre game like 2 years ago.
Yes, yes.
And I rolled.
She was doing the Apple game.
Okay. I rolled up to her and acted like an unhinged fan.
I remember this
yes.
now.
Heidi!
Heidi, I listen to you every day. How do you
the
do
show?
That?
Quick
how do
Pitch. Do that's what I kept asking was, how do you read all those highlights without ever making a mistake? She was like, get away from me.
Tony and I were like, we got to go this way.
Yeah, he's embarrassing us. He's embarrassing us. But yeah, that's the kind of stuff that impresses me. The hosts of Quick Pitch, you know.
Hey, you watch someone every single night. You form an attachment. You want to go say hi and tell them how
she
you
did
feel.
A great job. I was trying to explain to her that she did a great job, but I think I was kind of embarrassing her, and I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, I don't. I think she was fine.
I
think
so.
She has worse.
You think she got over it?
Oh, I think she has worse encounters in
probably.
Her day to day life dealing
than
with
just me
drunk
dealing
baseball
with,
fans.
I wasn't a drunk baseball fan.
No, that's what I'm saying. She deals with drunk baseball fans.
I'm never
fans.
A drunk baseball fan.
No, you're not.
All right, we got some ladies' lines going out there today, including Caroline.
Oh, I haven't screened that, but we can go to Bernice.
I'll do Bernice first, and then you can. Check in. Bernice is one of my all-time favorites. Saw her out at the Scraby Day.
Yes, Bernice was there.
Hi, Bernice. How are you today?
Hi, guys.
Hello. Did
you
have a great time at the Scraby Day last week?
Oh, my God. That was so cool.
Wasn't it
I
nice?
I want to do it again, Scraby.
Yeah, Scraby. Yes. When are you doing it again?
I have to look into it. I may have found something later in the year, but we're not sure yet.
All right. No. He has to, look, getting the suite
is not easy.
Is not as easy as he made it look. So,
yes. Oh, and it was great.
It was fun having the suite, but as I told him, next time he's got to bring some food too.
Okay, all right.
We're
going to move forward.
If you're
going to
do it upright, right, Bernice?
Right? What if we all chip in?
Hey,
right?
There you go, Scrape. You invite the people, everybody will chip in and we'll have a feast.
Can we move on from this?
No.
Can we move on from this?
This
I
want to
hear what Bernice thinks about today's game.
Maybe she just wants to talk about bringing some food to the suite.
Okay.
It's a free phone call. She can do what she likes.
Yes, she can.
All right. What's up, Bernice? What's going on?
So, the Padres this year. I am pleasantly surprised. I mean, you think about what it was like last year. We couldn't win more than two games in a row. We couldn't win extra innings. We couldn't so much it seemed like.
Yeah.
So I'm actually really surprised, just because we lost some names. We lost Soto. We lost Snell. You know, we lost Lugo. We lost Baca and all that. But I want to agree with Chris. Like, the whole, like, Xander Bogaerts tape. I just, you know, I kind of feel like he's getting kind of the hate that Cronenworth got last year when he moved to first and he wasn't doing so well. So maybe that's his thing. I mean, maybe, you know, he's adjusting to second base. And I don't know. That's got to be hard, right?
You know something? It took less than an hour on today's show to find the voice of reason. And there she is.
It's Bernice today.
Bernice is the voice of reason. Of course you're right, Bernice. And, you know, nobody's going to give him a pass on trying to play a different position, but it is part of it.
Thank you, Bernice.
He's a professional, and he's making a ton of money to play wherever he needs to play. But I think you're bringing up a potential point. Look, we're 3 weeks into the season. Unfortunately, not everybody can be hot. It just never works that way. Ha-Sung Kim was not doing well until he hit one off the pole last night.
Manny wasn't doing well until this week.
If that ball's pulled another foot to the left, we're still wondering when Ha-Sung Kim's going to get going.
Yeah.
So, you know, look, Bernice, thank you. Always great talking to you and hearing from you. But she's right. If we get into mid-May and the guy's hitting 211 with three extra base hits, I guarantee you Mike Schilt will take him out of the leadoff spot. But this is way too early to give up on somebody with that kind of a proven track record.
You give up on him, but I'm saying you look into trying to do something right now, because obviously that is just a black hole for the lineup right now. And I'm not saying that he's not good, and I'm not saying that he's not worth it.
I'm sorry to tell you this, but you can't chase things like that in baseball. You can't just, you know, go, well, Jackson Merrill went 3-for-4, so he's batting first tomorrow.
Yes.
It just doesn't work like that. It works like that maybe in your Sunday pickup league.
I'm with you.
You go, hey, this guy's been hot, I'm going to move him up. In the major leagues, you play it out over the whole season, and you ride with the guy's track record.
A whole season? You need some production out of the leadoff spot.
All right.
Why not Fernando back there? I love it when Fernando hits leadoff.
No, you
love
don't.
It.
You don't love when Fernando hits leadoff.
Because he doesn't have an opportunity to drive people in?
No, because he swings at the first pitch all the time, and that is not what a good leadoff hitter does. We went through this last year when he was, yeah, got to get Fernando out of the leadoff spot. He swings at the first pitch too many times.
I have said that before.
Mike in El Cajon, welcome to the proceedings. Thanks for waiting, Mike. How are you?
Mr. Woods, Mr. Higgins, love your show. First time caller.
I think you're calling the wrong show, Mike.
But we'll say hello on behalf of the morning show anyway.
Yes.
Well, I'm tracking with you guys. I want to say thank you for taking my call anyway. I liked what you said just recently. Just like we could probably put that that Merritt guy, the young guy, on leadoff.
Right.
But Bogaerts in the lineup, but maybe, you know, kind of protect him for a while until he gets back on track. And then you got to admit that Batten kid that took over for first base today was out of freaking, he had a freaking good game.
He did. He made a beautiful defensive play and he had the triple. But again, that's one
and then,
day.
You remember that, I mean, Mike King stood in there. He took a red. He should have been a freaking Navy SEAL out there because he was really doing a great job all the way to even up to the eighth inning. And then, granted, somebody got on second. But I'm gonna let you know, he saved the bullpen for the last four games. Those guys were really tired, and you know that all those guys who were pitching for those games prior, they really bust their ass.
All right, Mike, thanks.
Thank you, Mike.
An interesting angle or two there, but I think there was some
Well, I think they should move Merritt into some legit
the leadoff thoughts spot. We could take out of that call. You want to move Merritt? Never mind.
No.
Merritt.
Yeah. I saw that Merrill went up to the leadoff spot over the weekend, but that was just because Xander got his day off. But I think that Jackson Merrill should stay where he is right now. He's just debuting
in his
career.
Everybody should stay where they are right now. Everybody should stay where they are right now. It's 21 games.
All right, did you talk with Caroline yet? Can I take that call?
Caroline.
Or am I just kind of risking it?
Here, you go ahead. I'm going to talk to Caroline real quick.
What am I going ahead with?
Okay, actually, I can hear someone, so they're there. Let's just go with it.
Let's go with it. Who is it?
I'm here. Hey, guys, it's Caroline.
Hey, Caroline.
All right, Caroline. See, I mean, Scravy's all worried about everything.
I was gonna be offended, Scravy, that you felt you had to screen me. I am a first-time caller.
Okay.
My husband's sitting at his desk laughing right now because he's hearing me call in. I just have to say, I'm having so much fun watching the Padres this year. I got so frustrated last year because they kept swinging for the freaking fences instead of just getting the ball in play. And they're getting the ball in play this year, and it's making for a more exciting game to watch.
They're doing a lot of things a whole lot better than they did last year. Here was another thing.
They are, and it's just fun. And, you know, it's a team. It's not one person batting better than the other. It's going to all even itself out.
Everybody's going to contribute if you're going to have a good season, Caroline. And
Thank you for the outlook.
It's very good stuff, Caroline. Here's the thing. Xander Bogaerts is going to have his stretches. And Profar, you know, I don't want to say he's had his stretch. Hopefully he'll keep it going. But, you know, the odds are that Profar's not going to slug 1,100 all year. But, you know, he got off to a really good start, helped you win some ball games. You know, now, you know, maybe he goes into a little bit of a, you know, a tailspin, for lack of a better word. And, you know, Camposano picks it up, or Kim does. I mean, that's what a good team does. You very rarely have all nine starters hitting lights out at the same time. But here's another thing that is really good about this year's team. And I don't know, I don't even think this is analytics. I think this is just somebody being smart and using a stat that is useful.
Okay.
And the stat is that the Padres right now lead Major League Baseball in productive outs. 40% of their outs heading into today's game have been judged to be productive, which means you're moving a runner over, you're getting somebody from second to third, a fly ball scoring a run, whatever you're doing, making
creating
outs,
value.
You're getting some value to your out rather than a nothing at bat. A nothing at bat, unfortunately, you know, would be like Higashioka popping up with a runner at third. That's a nothing at bat.
Yeah.
But for the most part, the Padres are doing it better than any team in baseball right now. Now, is that going to hold up for the whole season? I don't know, but it's a good sign. And it shows and proves, well, proving is a little much because, again, it's too early. But it shows that they are somewhat committed to trying to do a better job offensively this year and have an idea in mind every time they come to the plate to do something that will help the team.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's exactly,
you know,
right.
I mean, I'm going to give Profar a nod again. You know, he's gotten so many already this year. But laying down that bunt last night in the first inning, that helped set up what turned into a four-run inning. Now, had he been thrown out as he probably should have been, they should have got that. It would have been a sacrifice. Still would have been a three-run inning. My point is, he was doing what he could to help the team in any way.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, that's why I'm liking what I'm seeing so far. Caroline, good call. Next time, do not screen Caroline. Let her right in.
Let her right in.
Right on into the show.
Okay. All right, Caroline,
She's earned her stripes.
You heard it, man. People are in the chat defending Xander, hating Xander.
Yeah, well, we'll let you know some of that when we come back. We got Daily Gambit to get to, but a bunch of phone calls, and it's that kind of day. So stay there. We'll get to everyone. You'll have your chance on Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
2:42 is the time. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studios today. Pitching is kind of dominating baseball today. I'm looking around and just looking at some of the scores. Mariners are ahead of the Reds 2-1. The Reds have one hit in that game. Told you the Nationals shut out the Dodgers 2-0. San Francisco won today. Bob Melvin manages the Giants to the Gigantes to a victory over the dreadful Marlins 3-1.
Dreadful, yes. It's unfortunate.
Anyway, a lot of low scoring today. Baltimore won a game on a Cedric Mullins walk-off HR 4-2 over the Twins.
There was a great game last night between the Cubs and the Diamondbacks.
That was a hell of a game. Yeah, 12-11 was it? I think it was actually two nights ago. No, was it last night?
I think it was last night.
No, you're right. Ketel Marte homered with two outs in the ninth, and it had to stand up to review because it was very close to hitting the top of the wall there in front of the swimming pool. Yeah, Diamondbacks won that game.
If you don't know, MLB's app does a really great job of recapping the biggest plays. If you go onto their app and you look at the scores,
yeah,
it'll say the game story.
Okay.
And you click game story, and it shows you all the video highlights that
you can look at, or you can watch Quick Pitch, which is what
that,
I watch.
That too, but I also have to pay for it.
15 years of Quick Pitch. They celebrated their anniversary the other day.
Very nice.
One of the gals who, I don't remember her name, but she was one of the hosts of Quick Pitch for a few years.
Heidi Watney?
I think it is Heidi Watney. She was at a Padre game like two years ago.
Yes, yes.
And I rolled.
She was doing the Apple game.
Okay. I rolled up to her and acted like an unhinged fan.
I remember this now.
Heidi!
Heidi, I listened to you every night. How do you do that? Quick Pitch.
That's what I kept asking was, how do you read all those highlights without ever making a mistake? She was like, get away from me.
Tony and I were like, we got to go this way.
Yeah, he's embarrassing us. But yeah, that's the kind of stuff that impresses me. The hosts of Quick Pitch, you know.
Hey, you watch someone every single night. You form an attachment. You want to go say hi and tell them how you feel. She did a great job.
I was trying to explain to her that she did a great job, but I think I was kind of embarrassing her, and I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, I think she was fine.
I think so. She
has worse.
You think she got over it?
Oh, I think she has worse encounters in her day-to-day life dealing with drunk baseball fans.
I wasn't a drunk baseball fan.
No, that's what I'm saying. She deals with drunk baseball fans.
I'm never
fans.
A drunk baseball fan.
No, you're not.
All right, we got some ladies' lines going out there today, including Caroline.
Oh, I haven't screened that, but we can go to Bernice.
I'll do Bernice first, and then you can check in. Bernice is one of my all-time favorites. Saw her out at the Scraby Day.
Yes, Bernice was there.
Hi, Bernice. How are you today?
Hi, guys.
Hello. Did you have a great time at the Scraby Day last week?
Oh, my God. That was so cool.
Wasn't it nice?
I want to do it again, Scraby.
Yeah, Scraby, yes. When are you doing it again?
I have to look into it. I may have found something later in the year, but we're not sure yet.
All right. No. He has to, you know, look, getting the suite
is not easy.
Is not as easy as he made it look. So,
yes. Oh, and it was great.
It was fun having the suite, but as I told him, you know, next time he's got to bring some food too.
Okay, all right.
You know,
we're gonna move forward.
If you're gonna do it, do it upright, right, Bernice? You know,
right? What if we all chip in?
Hey, yeah, hey, right? There you go, Scrape. You invite the people, everybody will chip in and we'll have a feast.
Can we move on from this?
No.
Can we move on from this?
I want
to hear what Bernice thinks about today's game.
Maybe she just wants to talk about bringing some food to the suite.
Okay.
It's a free phone call. She can do what she likes.
Yes, she can.
All right. What's up, Bernice? What's going on?
So, the Padres is here. I am pleasantly surprised. I mean, you think about what it was like last year. We couldn't win more than two games in a row. We couldn't win extra innings. We couldn't so much in, it seemed like.
Yeah.
So I'm actually really surprised just because we lost some names. We lost Soto. We lost Sal. You know, we lost Lugo. We lost Baca and all that. But I want to agree with Chris. Like, the whole, like, Xander Bogaerts tape. I just, you know, I kind of feel like he's getting kind of the hate that Cronenworth got last year when he moved to first and he wasn't doing so well. So maybe that's his thing. I mean, maybe, you know, he's adjusting to second base. And I don't know. That's got to be hard, right?
You know something? It took less than an hour on today's show to find the voice of reason. And there she is.
It's Bernice today.
Bernice is the voice of reason. Of course you're right, Bernice. And, you know, nobody's going to give him a pass on trying to play a different position, but it is part of it.
Thank you, Bernice.
He's a professional, and he's making a ton of money to play wherever he needs to play. But I think you're bringing up a potential point. Look, we're 3 weeks into the season. Unfortunately, not everybody can be hot. It just never works that way. Ha-Sung Kim was not doing well until he hit one off the pole last night.
Manny wasn't doing well until this week.
If that ball's pulled another foot to the left, we're still wondering when Ha-Sung Kim's going to get going.
Yeah.
So, you know, look, Bernice, thank you. Always great talking to you and hearing from you. But she's right. If we get into mid-May and the guy's hitting 211 with three extra base hits, I guarantee you Mike Schilt will take him out of the leadoff spot. But this is way too early to give up on somebody with that kind of a proven track record.
You give up on him, but I'm saying you look into trying to do something right now, because obviously that is just a black hole for the lineup right now. And I'm not saying that he's not good, and I'm not saying that he's not worth it.
I'm sorry to tell you this, but you can't chase things like that in baseball. You can't just, you know, go, well, Jackson Merrill went 3-for-4, so he's batting first tomorrow.
Yes.
It just doesn't work like that. It works like that maybe in your Sunday pickup league.
I'm with you.
You go, hey, this guy's been hot, I'm going to move him up. In the major leagues, you play it out over the whole season, and you ride with a guy's track record.
A whole season? You need some production out of the leadoff spot.
All right.
Why not Fernando back there? I love it when Fernando hits leadoff.
No, you love don't. You don't love when Fernando hits leadoff.
Because he doesn't have an opportunity to drive people in?
No, because he swings at the first pitch all the time, and that is not what a good leadoff hitter does. We went through this last year when he was, yeah, got to get Fernando out of the leadoff spot. He swings at the first pitch too many times.
I have said that before.
Mike in El Cajon, welcome to the proceedings. Thanks for waiting, Mike. How are you?
Mr. Woods, Mr. Higgins, love your show. First time caller.
I think you're calling the wrong show, Mike.
But we'll say hello on behalf of the morning show anyway.
Yes.
Well, I'm tracking with you guys. I want to say thank you for taking my call anyway. I liked what you said just recently. Just like we could probably put that that Merritt guy, the young guy, on leadoff.
Right.
But Bogaerts in the lineup, but maybe, you know, kind of protect him for a while until he gets back on track. And then you got to admit that Baden kid that took over for first base today was out of freaking, he had a freaking good game.
He did. He made a beautiful defensive play and he had the triple. But again, that's one
and
day.
You remember that, I mean, Mike King stood in there. He should have been a freaking Navy SEAL out there because he was really doing a great job all the way up to the eighth inning. And then granted, somebody got on second, but I'm gonna let you know, he saved the bullpen for the last four games. Those guys were really tired. And you know that all those guys who are pitching for those games prior, they really bust their ass.
All right, Mike, thanks.
Thank you, Mike.
An interesting angle or two there, but I think there was some...
Well, I think they should move Merritt into
some legit
the
thoughts
spot.
We could take out of that call. You want to move
Merritt.
Never mind.
No.
Merritt.
Yeah. I saw that Merrill went up to the leadoff spot over the weekend, but that was just because Xander got his day off. But I think that Jackson Merrill should stay where he is right now. He's just debuting
Everybody
in his career.
Everybody should stay where they are right now. Everybody should stay where they are right now. It's 21 games. All right, did you talk with Caroline yet? Can I take that call?
Caroline.
Or am I just kind of risking it?
Here, you go ahead. I'm going to talk to Caroline real quick.
What am I going ahead with?
Okay, actually, I can hear someone, so they're there. Let's just go with it.
Let's go with it. Who is it?
I'm here. Hey, guys, it's Caroline.
Hey, Caroline.
Hi, Caroline. See, I mean, Scravy's all worried about everything.
I was gonna be offended, Scravy, that you felt you had to screen me. I am a first-time caller.
Okay.
My husband's sitting at his desk laughing right now because he's hearing me call in. I just have to say, I'm having so much fun watching the Padres this year. I would got so frustrated last year because they kept swinging for the freaking fences instead of just getting the ball in play. And they're getting the ball in play this year, and it's making for a more exciting game to watch.
They're doing a lot of things a whole lot better than they did last year. Here was another thing.
They are, and it's just fun. And, you know, it's a team. It's not one person batting better than the other. It's going to all even itself out.
Everybody's going to contribute if you're going to have a good season, Caroline. And
Thank you for the outlook.
It's very good stuff, Caroline. Here's the thing. Xander Bogaerts is going to have his stretches. And Profar, you know, I don't want to say he's had his stretch. Hopefully he'll keep it going. But, you know, the odds are that Profar is not going to slug 1,100 all year. But, you know, he got off to a really good start, helped you win some ball games. You know, now, you know, maybe he goes into a little bit of a, you know, a tailspin, for lack of a better word. And, you know, Camposano picks it up, or Kim does. I mean, that's what a good team does. You very rarely have all nine starters hitting lights out at the same time. But here's another thing that is really good about this year's team. And I don't know, this is not, I don't even think this is analytics. I think this is just somebody being smart and using a stat that is useful.
Okay.
And the stat is that the Padres right now lead Major League Baseball in productive outs. 40% of their outs heading into today's game have been judged to be productive, which means you're moving a runner over, you're getting somebody from second to third, a fly ball scoring a run, whatever you're doing, making
creating
outs,
value.
You're getting some value to your out rather than a nothing at bat. A nothing at bat, unfortunately, you know, would be like Higashioka popping up with a runner at third. That's a nothing at bat.
Yeah,
but for the most part, the Padres are doing it better than any team in baseball right now. Now, is that going to hold up for the whole season? I don't know, but it's a good sign. And it shows and proves, well, proving is a little much because, again, it's too early. But it shows that they are somewhat committed to trying to do a better job offensively this year and have an idea in mind every time they come to the plate to do something that will help the team.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's exactly,
you know,
right.
I mean, I'm going to give Profar a nod again. You know, he's gotten so many already this year. But laying down that bunt last night in the first inning, that helped set up what turned into a four-run inning. Now, had he been thrown out as he probably should have been, they should have got that. It would have been a sacrifice. Still would have been a three-run inning. My point is, he was doing what he could to help the team in any way.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, that's why I'm liking what I'm seeing so far. Caroline, good call. Next time, do not screen Caroline. Let her right in.
Let her right in?
Right on into the show.
Okay. All right, Caroline,
She's earned her stripes.
You heard it, man. People are in the chat defending Xander, hating Xander.
Yeah, well, we'll let you know some of that when we come back. We got Daily Gambit to get to, but a bunch of phone calls, and it's that kind of day. So stay there. We'll get to everyone. You'll have your chance on Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.